Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr, 12:50 a.m. The Fan, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out from the Wendy's Studios. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. That is right. After a Bucks victory, get yourself a free Frosty, chocolate or vanilla at any participating Wisconsin Wendy's within 24 hours of a Bucks victory. Time to talk with Tim Dillard, who's going to join us every week here on 12:50 a.m. The Fan and at 12:50amthefan.com as well. You can listen to the full interviews there. And it's brought to you by our friends over at... that restaurant from the movie Major League. You know it, right? Fourth Base Restaurant. On game day or any day, create your own great memories at the iconic Fourth Base Restaurant. Of course, Tim Dillard, Bally Sports analyst for pre and post game, and fills in for The Rock as well during Brewer games, and part of Brewers Unfiltered. Him, Sophia Minard, Adam McKelvey do that every week. You can download it on your Odyssey app or by simply going to the Brewers website. Tim, first off, foremost, talk about this crop of young guys that are just playing outstanding between Terang, Weimer, and Garrett Mitchell.
I just think it's amazing how rookies can come up and just be immediate difference makers. You know, a lot of times you get stuck of, okay, when is he ready? Let's call him up. I've had plenty of teammates over the years that when they get called up, they just sit on the bench. You know, they don't play. And then, you know, they kind of waste away. And you're like, well, how come this guy, you know, he was a prospect. What happened here? It's when you're in the minor leagues, you're used to playing. You know, and if you call these guys up, have an opportunity for them to play. That's why I feel like they've been able to shine, is because they've been given the keys out there. Look, Joey Weimer's been in right field, Bryce Terang at second base, and they haven't disappointed, because, I mean, these are some elite ball players. Garrett Mitchell, stride. I mean, he's had some big hits, but I mean, he's about to open up those legs and start stealing even more bases.
That's the one thing I'm seeing fans say is this is probably the fastest team we've seen in Milwaukee to this point, and we still don't have Sal here. We still don't have Jackson Chirio here. They're going to get even faster once these other guys get here at some point in the next couple of years.
Well, I don't even think it's bold to say that the Brewers should probably steal, 130, 150 possibly bases. Oof. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you have three guys that could probably steal 30 bags, and if they're playing every day, then that's that's a pretty good clip. There, you know, Christian Yelich could steal 20. He almost had 20 last year.
Yeah.
Easily 20 this year, right? Just with the same game. So, I don't know. It's going to come down to if these guys get a chance to play, you're going to see a lot of stolen bases. And, I mean, it's not just the Brewers. All across baseball with all the new rules in place, stolen bases have gone up tremendously. You're going to continue to see it. Props to the Brewers to get out ahead of that and go get not just great hitters or great defensive players, but good base dealers.
I wasn't a big Ned Yost fan necessarily when he was manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, but he was given the keys to a car, as Doug Melvin would later say, the former Brewers GM, that Ned was pretty much on the honeymoon the first couple of years as far as wins and losses, because they didn't really care about wins and losses. They were waiting for the group of kids to come up, Ron, Fielder, Hart, Weeks, Hardy. And then once they got here, he was given an extended honeymoon again because they weren't expecting a ton of wins. But having a manager with patience and being able to deal with those idiots in the media of asking, why are you still playing this guy when he's only hitting this and so forth, when it's a prospect, and being able to kind of weather that storm is a big deal. And I give Ned a tremendous amount of credit for that because he went to Kansas City and did something similar there. What about Craig Counsell with these young guys now that he has?
I mean, I just think there's so much confidence in what Counsell gets out of players, the environment and the culture that he's created just since he's been the manager. I mean, he had that when he was in the clubhouse. He wanted that kind of freedom for people to, you know, talk and, you know, if you got to call somebody out, like just clear the air. He's really good at that. And what he's created is a chance for rookies to come and feel comfortable. There was a time when it wasn't very comfortable for rookies to get called up. You know, guys years ago would get called, get hazed, you know, like, hey, you stay over in the corner, you're not supposed to talk, you know, that kind of environment, which, you know, that's just the kind of the way it was. And for whatever reason, I have no idea, but that's where it came from. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, that's how it kind of worked. So now there's a, hey, you're part of this team, we like you, like, sure, we'll, you know, we'll make you go get coffee at Wrigley Field on opening day,
right?
Like, congratulations on that. That's just kind of part of it as well. But just the idea of saying, hey, be yourself. You know, feel free to ask questions. No one's going to make you feel stupid. Go out there and do whatever you got to do to prepare yourself to play, because we like that you're here and we want you to be ready.
What about the lineup? This also tends to be a Craig Counsell thing, where these rookies always get set at the bottom of the lineup and then eventually at some point earn their way up the lineup going forward. How long do you think it takes before a Terang, who's playing really well, gets moved up in the lineup?
Who knows? I mean, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Sure.
Press your luck, no whammies. I think, you know, the lineup, the biggest surprise for me, I think, was Joey Weimer batting ninth. I don't think that's going to stay. I think he's going to hit his way further up the lineup. I said that yesterday on the pre- and post-game show. He's poised. I mean, he's swinging the bat. He's usually patient. They told him at the end of spring, hey, don't be afraid to be a little bit more aggressive. I think he saw four pitches in his first four at-bats
yes.
in the big league. But you cannot do anything but watch this guy hit. He's one of those players that if you're on the concourse, you're going to get a hot dog, like I do so often, if he's up to the plate, you got to stop and watch. Like, you can see it in the way he's up there. It's kind of that Hunter Pence, you know, kind of uneasy, fidgety, but he's a beast. He's a big guy. He's my size, except he's athletic and has muscles. And he goes up there and swings a bat like I swing the wrapping paper tube, right, over Christmas. So, I mean, he's, you know, ready to break out. And having him in the nine hole is just a way for him to kind of have some, you know, a little less pressure to get, you know, things going. And then they're probably going to move him up.
Let's talk about the catching position with William Contreras. Obviously, you are watching this with much keener eye than I. When they acquired Contreras in this trade, it was, well, designated hitter, yes, but he's got a lot to work, you know, as far as framing pitches, working on defense, and that type of stuff behind the plate. What have you seen from William Contreras to this point as a catcher for the Brewers?
Yeah, I don't think they ever had the intention to go, yeah, we're going to go get him as a DH.
Right.
I don't think that was the case. I think they were like, hey, the guy can swing it, and you're going to be behind the dish. And for whatever reason, the headline with him is, oh, he has, you know, he's offense first and then defense. But I don't think that's the case. That's unfair to him. I think he's a great catcher. They're, you know, Brewers are notorious for making, you know, good catchers great. And I think he's great. I think he has a chance to get even better as, you know, the season goes on. But He's shown what he can do. And you know what? At the plate, I love it. I absolutely love it. Last year, he batted 354 against left-handed pitching. Not sure why I even know that. But he was an all-star last year, batted 294 in the second half. He hits righties. He hits lefties. And he's willing to go out of the zone. If you go back to Wrigley, dumps the ball in the right field, he goes out of the zone and dumps it over there, get a couple of RBIs. That's what you have to do. You got to kind of create it, you know, and he's a contact person. So he goes out there making contact. And right now with all these rules and the restriction on the shift, contact is more important than it's been in decades.
Then, of course, you also have the device where now you can hit a button and call a pitch and so forth. And now we're hearing some pitchers that are kind of calling their own game and telling the catcher what they're going to do versus the catcher telling the pitcher. From that perspective, if they had this back in the day, would you have wanted to essentially call your own game and call what pitches you were going to go versus relying on the catcher?
Yeah, I right when this PitchCom thing came about last year, the first thing I thought was reverse PitchCom. Actually, I really thought that the whole idea was the pitcher to call the pitches.
Right.
And people laughed at me. They're like, what? What are you talking about? The catcher's going to call it. And I'm like, I don't know. I was a two-pitch pitcher towards the end of my last 10 years playing. So I knew what I wanted to do. I knew, but I always convey that to the catcher. So if I called the pitchers or he called the pitches, it was very easy. But some of these guys with 4 and 5 pitches and different locations that they go to. We heard Corbin Burns, he said maybe 80% of his pitches with the little wristband thing he has on his glove. I think you're going to see more of that. I think some of these guys that just know what they're doing, just they want to throw a pitch, and sometimes you know right away, and you want to press a button while, you know, the umpire is giving you a new ball after a foul ball. You just know. And so to have that opportunity is great. It's, plus it, you know, speeds up the game. But here's what I want. I want one of those gloves. Remember the pump? They had the pumps on the shoes, and then made a glove that had a pump. I want the buttons on the glove. I want to see a guy go out there and just punch it into the glove. Wilson needs to get on that, be the first to do it. That'd be so cool. But I like it. I like it. What I don't like about it is being a broadcaster and not being able to see the signs from the catcher and kind of know and anticipate what's going on. So, you know, disadvantage for the broadcaster, but huge advantage for the pitcher and catcher.
The Brewers owner talked before the home opener and talked about numerous things. And Mark got into talking about the extensions for Woodruff, Burns, and Adames as they have 2 seasons left each. And he said, quote, "I'm perennially optimistic, but I also recognize that the three of them are as good as you can get in the sport. There's the challenge of what those contracts would be, deservedly significant." And we talk about it from a Brewers perspective, and he talked about, you know, TV contracts and radio contracts and how they're last in Major League Baseball and how this thing makes it very difficult. I saw the quote on Twitter. I quote tweeted and said, enjoy them while you have them. I just don't know if you're going to be able to sign any one of those three guys at this point going forward.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't even remember, you know, a time when the Brewers had this kind of problem. Like, you got so many guys, you can't keep them, right? Like, they're so good. That's actually a decent problem to have. But realistically, in this game, unless you're the Mets and you want to throw $500 million right at your team, it's not feasible. So, yeah, you enjoy them while you got them. And, you know, they have to make those tough decisions later. And if Mark is anything like me, like, let future us worry about that, right? Let's don't worry about that now. Let's enjoy these guys. Enjoy what the product is on the field, because it's impressive to watch. And it could be, you know, this could be a really special season. So let's just let the future worry about itself.
But that's the crazy part, right? Because I think as a fan now of the Brewers, you look at this and go, well, damn, they traded Hader with a year and a half left. Are they going to trade Burns or Woodruff or Adames at the All-Star break now to get as good a value as they can get for them with a year and a half left on their deal? I think that now becomes a fear factor with Brewers fans watching this team play.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I mean, that's a possibility, only if they need a piece down the road that they're willing to say, okay, let's make this happen. But it could benefit, you know, whoever is traded. And they may not want to be traded. You know, they may just say, you know what, I want to be here for the long haul. I'll do whatever it takes. And there's a lot of, you know, there's conversations that go on. But like I said, I think we should just worry about that another time. I think if they've got comes down to it and they want to sit there and go deep to the playoffs, they want to play for a World Series and they're missing one or two pieces, I think it's okay to sit there and go, we have such a good crop of young players still left in the minor leagues. If we have to deal somebody, I think there's a plethora of position players that they could easily do, as opposed to saying, okay, we have to take a very integral piece of that starting rotation. Yeah, that's tough. I don't know if I can get there just yet.
Yep, I'm with you. Follow Tim Dillard on Twitter at Dim Tillard. One last one, and that's on this Brewers bullpen. I called it a huge question mark coming into the season, mainly because a lot of these guys, you know, I don't think most of us are very familiar with at this point outside of Devin Williams. And Bush, you got familiar with last year when they made that move for him, and it looks like he's going to be the eighth inning guy for the time being. Who catches your eye in that Brewers bullpen that you like watching?
I mean, Strzelecki put himself on the map last year, and his stuff plays. The other day against the Cubs, I guess he's had two outings already, but changeup, fastball, slider, they make the hitter, all of them, they just make him uncomfortable the way his delivery is. He's really good. Gus Varland stands out. He was a do-or-die situation, making, you know, being a Rule 5 guy from the Dodgers, so he had to make the team. He does, and he's been outstanding. Bryce Wilson is going to be your long guy, you know, possible spot starter, your Brent Suter. You know, he's filling that hole. Matt Bush, and you know, his problem last year, even though he was so good before he came over from the Rangers, it was home runs. He recognizes that. I talked to him a good bit in spring just about what he's doing, and man, he looked really good his last time out. Devin Williams, of course, hopefully his elbow, that line drive off the elbow, is going to be okay. Hobie Milner is going to be a huge piece. Hobie may pitch in every single type of inning this season. I think he's been the wild card last year, mainly just a bridge guy, but they may be looking for him to be in even higher, you know, higher elevated situations. He may be the seventh, eighth inning guy if, you know, they don't have a Bush or a Strzelecki at that point. So, but as of right now, if I had to draw it up, same situation tonight, 7, 8, 9, I would probably think Strzelecki, Matt Bush, Devin Williams.
I lied. I have one more. If you were Major League Baseball, would you start the season a month later to avoid these cold weather games?
No. I mean, if from what I know from Major League Baseball, they like money. So let's have as many games as possible so we can make more money. If I was, here's a good hypothetical. You know, would I do the pitch clock? And so the answer would probably not. You know, I probably would. I hope they change that a little bit. I mean, if nothing else, if you can't get rid of it, I hope they at least add some seconds to it, because you're missing out on some great moments, I think. And at the same time, it's making tension moments look terrible. Like yesterday, you know, one of the best hitters for the Mets strikes out just because he didn't get in the box on time. It's like, well, rules are rules, you know. Yeah, I get it, but it just takes away from, you know, what's going on and what the greatest players on earth are, what they're trying to do, and now they're rushed. So I don't think the product is sustainable in that way. I think they're going to have to make changes to it.
It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. He is Tim Dillard, the analyst for Bally Sports Wisconsin Pre and Post, and of course fills in for Rock when Rock is off. Brought to you by Fourth Base Restaurant on game day or any day. Create your own great memories at the iconic Fourth Base Restaurant. You, of course, remember Fourth Base from the movie Major League. Tim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm heading over to fourth base now. Boom.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.